Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Europe's B2B Tech Sales Podcast. My name is Patrick, and I'm very happy to welcome Nicole Becker today. Hi, Nicole. Great to have you here.
Hi, nice to have you.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about today's episode, Nicole. Nicole is the Chief Sales Officer at BSE. So, as far as I know, you're building a CRM or for certain specific industries, and actually started in Switzerland. So the headquarters is in Aargau, Baden, but Nicole lives in Hamburg, and actually already quite a large company with about 430 people totally working at that tech company. And yeah, that's it for the intro, Nicole. I hand over to you right away, and you can start with your two tactical tips.
Two tactical tips of a salesperson. 24 years of sales activity lead me actually to two tactical tips. Like, the first one is prepare your pitch always by stepping into the shoes of your customers. So always go with an outside-in approach rather than inside-out. Especially in tech companies, you have often the problem that you're very proud of your technology and you want to tell the customer a lot about your technology, functionality, products, and so on. But this is the inside-out approach, and it's not really helpful to pitch. Always step into the shoes of a customer, or maybe even into the shoes of the customer of your customer, and then you can really help them. And the second one is quite easy. Actually, my son, 5 years old, told me, "Mom, it's quite easy. You just have to be the best." As easy as it sounds, it's kind of true. But how can you be the best? I think a very important thing is information is key. And information means you have to prepare and know your customer, your network. And information is key is meant into two directions, because the one is what kind of information serves you to prepare and provide an excellent pitch and customer journey. And the other one is what kind of information serves your customer and makes you even more valuable for your customer. And I think this is these are my two tactical tips. Be the best by using information is key. And the other one, always go with an outside-in approach.
With an outside-in approach. Thanks, Nico, for those two. So let's dive a bit into maybe some more details. Outside-in approach, how do you actually do that? So what does it mean to step into this into the customer's view? What is necessary to be able to do that well?
I think you have to understand the business of your customers quite good, and think about what customers has he to serve and what is the real problem he has to solve, and what is it what actually generates the demand on the other side. And sometimes it's quite easy and obvious. It's most of the time to decrease costs or increase the revenue. But I think the way to go there is quite different depending on the business they have. And I think it's really important to understand the business model or even provide new approaches for the business model of your customers with the things you can offer to them. And I think it's always about the persons behind you talk to, right? So sometimes it's just a personal serving step you can provide to make business. What it means is don't send messages to them.
Okay.
Sorry.
Say again, Nicole.
Don't go with messages to the market which provide a perfect view about what you are doing. Rather, go with messages to the market the customer can identify with. So
I think we can take, let's take an example, Nicole. In your case, as I said, you're building CRM for like insurance, for instance. And when you say we think about the customers of our customers, are you thinking of like B2C customers who we get an insurance
Right.
advisory, basically?
Yeah.
And how does that go into the
I
way
think
you talk?
pretty good example for that because, of course, we can talk about a CRM, which is a technical system, and there is a lot of power into this or within this technical system. Yeah, that's all about customer data collection. It's all about artificial intelligence. It's all about processes and process automation. But these are all technical terms. What is actually what the customer is interested in? The customer wants to serve their customers at his best. What this means doesn't matter if I buy as a consumer online anything from a provider, let's say a sack of cement. So, and then I recognize, okay, it's the wrong color. I bring it back in the point of sales in the station in the market and not send it back via air. So, and the next day I expect to get the money back, but it takes some time. So I'm calling the customer service. And if I'm as a consumer, have to explain to customer service why I'm calling, what is the problem, what is the history, what did I do, where did I buy what, where did I bring it back, what is the amount I expect to get back, then it's a really bad customer experience, right? So what we want to do is we want to improve this kind of customer experience. We want to enable our customers to provide excellent customer journeys to their customers. And it's a totally different pitch when I talk about CRM, AI, CDP, EERP, or all these other three letters abbreviations to describe any technical products instead of addressing a specific problem they could serve with that, right?
You're talking about the pitch, Nicole. How does your so now current sales process look like? Is the pitch the important step in that process, that it's all about that, and then you kind of prepare? I understand how you need probably quite some information beforehand, prepare for this, or how does it usually look like as a process in your case?
I think it's a little bit different when you have something which is quite new in the market, or if you have something which is already well established. I think I don't need to explain to anybody what is a CRM system today, right? Because most of them already have an idea of what I'm offering there. So I have to emphasize rather on the specialties, on the USPs, on the real key differentiators. And I think what our approach especially here is, we want to show the customer quite early the software, and by that we're providing him a story, a use case. Yeah, so we don't go for function and features presentation. We want to show him a use case which he knows from his daily business, and he finds directly and he recognizes directly the advantage. So what I see is once we show the software, the customers are smiling. They are asking questions, they receive an answer, they are happy. So there is no answer which is, or no question which is not answered. So they get their answers. So our sales approach is, we already discussed this earlier, Patrick, outbound is one way to go and to reach out to the market. But I think it's rather inbound, which is the new outbound, because you have to provide a lot of digital information, visualized information, use cases, reference stories in the digital channels, and you have to take care of that this is matched by search engines so that the customer is rather getting you on his radar whenever he needs to solve any kind of problem which fits into your offering. So when you talk about sales process, I think it's quite of it's like always the same, yeah. Of course, you have different channels where you can generate leads. I think one major step for BSI is that we show software quite early, and this answers already a lot of questions, and this is also generating demand quite quick. That's why we are doing that.
Okay, because I thought like a CRM is probably way too complicated to just show something, but it doesn't.
That's where we use the use cases, right? If you have, and this, I think it's an advantage, we have a very focused industry solution. So for insurance, for banking, and that we can demonstrate quite quick because we know the processes they have. We know what is the demand in in this industry, and we have a very dedicated solution for that, for these industries. And that's why we go with this use case story. So whenever you show a use case, the contact person on customers or prospect side, they really can identify because this is their daily business. They know exactly about the advantage. They just feel it directly. What is the advantage of having such a solution or not? So it's not that you have too much to explain. Of course, when it comes into comparison with competitors, you have to emphasize your USPs. And then I think it's totally different, yeah. So especially in the area of software, I think it's quite easy today to build technology, right? So it's very rare that you have a really a top secret technology and that it's nothing somebody can build on as well, yeah. So with time and money, a lot of things are possible. So and then you have to find out what is your key differentiator beside that. And I think it was the last 20 years like this, and it will be the next 20 years like this. People and relationship and how to serve your customer, how to centralize your customer's view, it's still very important and a key differentiator. Yeah, if you take care of your customer and if you show him and love him like he is the only one you have, he will feel it and he will actually, yeah, he will recognize that and he will take this into his decision path.
Yeah. You mentioned inbound, you're generating a lot of requests. Through what channels mostly do you get these inbound requests?
It's of course, I think online digital channels are the main channels currently. It's not that much the events, on-site events is it's starting again. The event season is starting again, and it's of course also one important step for completely new business, but it's I think today we have direct sales. I would say 30% of our business, maybe 40, is still direct sales. Yeah, networks, word of mouth, reference selling into the industries. I would say another 20, 25% today is online, really digital, and the rest is indirect sales via partners, network referral in this way, and the rest is also events.
And digital, so when I look at your website, I can request a register or have a free trial or something like this. How do people get to your website mostly?
Search engines, yeah, of course. Lead campaigns we are driving via social media, and then again, the very intelligent system to connect that to search engines again. Yeah, I think this is really a high sophisticated system today you have to manage. if you go into the digital world, because it's not about sending LinkedIn posts. It's much more difficult to find the correct messaging, use the correct wording to really get found via search engines. I think this is really a science today. And you have to understand how this works, and you have to invest a little bit of money, of course, to work yourself in the rating upstairs. But another very successful medium I see is, for example, the word of mouth, the references of customers, customer voice, let's say for comparison platforms, yeah, software comparison like OMR Reviews or Capterra or something like that, where you really collect user voices to, and I think this is a very important stack today as well to generate even more leads, because it's reference selling and it's matching what many studies today bring up, that almost 80% of the buying decision today is done by the word of mouth, a recommendation, or any other kind of user experience, right?
Wow, 80% of the buying decision, through word of mouth. Is that specific for your market or is that in general?
I think it's I think in the consumer market, I think for us as a private person, it's getting more and more important, and I think it's where this is where it's coming from. And I can say that especially for the software area currently, it's very important. And it's just, I think, a recent study of last week, I've seen that result that we go now by 80% in this market, yeah.
Wow, that's a lot there, and makes it. But then again, makes it a bit more difficult for new players to come in, because it takes quite some time until you have basically a word of mouth engine, until you have a product that is stable enough to generate that, I guess.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. And of course, it's a difference between quantity and quality of the statements, right? But in the end, it's always a relation, right? So if you have only five but high quality statements, that helps you maybe in the beginning, but it cannot really compete to somebody who provides thousands of very good recommendations of user experiences. So of course, it's totally true. It's difficult if you don't have this customer base, if you don't have references, and it's not helping to build them in the beginning, right? So, but I think this kind of understanding that it is like this helps you to focus on the right things, because I think it's very important today not to go only for short-term figures in your target settings in the sales teams, but rather really invest in long-term relationships with your customers, especially because you know that these are actually your sellers for the next customers. Yeah.
Yeah, I see. Now, what helps you win, Nicole, against, I mean, probably your competitor Salesforce, I could guess, or Microsoft Dynamics, or I mean, they're a huge player in the CRM market. Is
Right.
it
These are some of
competition?
the two bigger ones. Yeah, but let's take Salesforce, for example. Yeah, I think it's a very huge global player, and there come advantages as well as disadvantages with that. So especially in the strong regulated industries like banking, insurance, and even the public sector or energy utilities, they have quite difficulties by just providing English software pieces, English self-services in terms of helps or FAQs or whatever. And I think also to know what our advantage is, really to know the industries. I think Salesforce is a very, very good, but very generic solution. right? So you can serve within certain industries with that. It's also very powerful, but it's actually today rather a portfolio of different products instead of one platform. And all this brings kind of disadvantages where we could address quite good and actually have good reasons doing especially the opposite of that, for example. Yeah. But I think to stay with BSI, it's very important to know what your customer needs. And I think this is what we have within 26 years of experience in the industries, in the communities where we are today. And I think we are not at the end with that. So we are able to scale that now into further markets, into further industries. And also, I think it's very important to invent yourself each day new. Yeah, maybe not each day, but once in a year, you could rather think about what is the next technology you want to build into your product? What is the next step where you need to invest? What is it in terms of messaging you need to change? So never stop of developing yourself and never just get lazy because you are successful today, because then you won't be in the future anymore.
Yeah, I can imagine. Now, the customers that you win today, the new customers, are they typically, do they not have a CRM at all, or are they with like some other competitors, or yeah, do they use Excel? How does that look like?
It's totally different, to be honest. So we have customers, they do not have today this one CRM solution. They have might be a very heterogeneous landscape, IT landscape to serve these processes. But also of course, we have replacements of existing CRMs. Yeah, so customers are making their experience. I think it's very important first, before you buy a solution, to understand and create your own target picture of what you actually want to achieve by implementing a CRM system. And I think many customers go a different way. They rather choose a solution first and then think about of what they actually want to achieve. And then they realize, okay, I have a very high sophisticated solution here, but it's a lot of effort to implement this in a way I need it. And sometimes it leads to a stop in this implementation and a totally new approach. And then it can happen that we come to replace an existing solution. And also we got replaced from time to time, of course, yeah, because demands and requirements can change also on customer sides.
Yeah, I guess so. But you mentioned now you want to broaden the ideal customer profile even a bit, or going to other industries. Is that what's the plan now?
Absolutely. So we are grown up within the banking industry, within the insurance industry. Since 3 years, we are going very strong also into the retail area because this is also a very strong 2C business, and our customer experience product is well fitting into their marketing automation activities as well. And what we also realized that what we have experienced in the insurance industry 5 years ago, that insurance providers have almost one touch point a year with their customers because they are just sending an invoice once a year with the new fees for the insurance. I think it's quite the same we see today within the energy and utilities sector, because it's quite the same, but there is a need of getting more touch points with the customers, right? And that's why the demand is growing in this area as well. To when you think on the change in the energy, you have to to take your customers with you. Yes, so of course there's a lot of communication which has to be done within this very complicated process of changing oil and gas by other sustainable energy, for example. Yeah, and also customer service process of within this very changing pricing strategy currently for the energy utilities providers. They have issues and a lot of potential for escalation, so they have to provide an excellent customer service to keep their customers happy. There are many things currently happening as well in the public sector, also very interesting field for us because digitalization is just to start in this area, right? So in Germany, even we have currently laws to support the digital entry points for us as a consumer, so to say. So there is a lot of change going on there, and I think with also the eye on efficiency and effectiveness of processes, the usage of clever technology by combine intelligent data with intelligent processes, you can really, yeah, achieve a lot in this area, and we can help with that.
Yeah. Now you mentioned the second tip, Nicole, is information. You have to be the best. You have to have the best information about customers and so on. What are sources that you and your team are using to be the best and have a lot of information or enough information about the customer, the best information?
I think the classical things are social media as well as EchoBot, for example, to get an initial company profile. But what I also mean with being the best and be informed is know and use your network. Yes, so of course, just yeah, use your network, asking questions, build up your relations to certain contact persons, and come from one strategic step to the next one. Yeah, because before I go to a CFO or to CSO, maybe I have spoken to somebody who works in this area before to and who knows him or her very well. And I think it's not only get some information via a LinkedIn profile or EchoBot company profiles or whatever. I think this is only one initial step, but this is basic. What I mean with being informed and is really use a network or build up a network and work with that really to combine different informations to make your best approach.
Okay, building up a personal network with experts and then share, I
With
guess.
experts, and I really made the experience when I'm calling somebody and I know he's a good buddy of or he has a relationship too, and I can play a little bit with that. I know them too. I have a relation too, or whatever. It always brings you on the eye height. Yeah, so you are not somebody who's just asking, "Can we have a 5 minute chat? I wanna sell you something." It's just that you can provide maybe important information from a competition, from other important industry players, from important persons in this area. And that's why it's very important that you know a lot about either the industry, either the company, or either the person.
Okay, Nicole, thanks. 30 minutes are already over, so I thank you very much for joining the episode today and share your knowledge with our community.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.